Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go.
I want to talk about empaths. Now, you could Google right now and probably pull up hundreds of thousands of websites that will take you to blogs or podcasts that will share information. You'll probably be able to understand what an empath is, the characteristics of an empath. And what it doesn't show is the real, authentic, truthful space that an empath experiences on a day-to-day basis. The nitty-gritty of what it means to be an empath. Because an empath is an archetype, so it's a certain individual that is able to sense other people's emotion. And because often the lines are blurred between their emotion and their own emotion, sometimes they don't know if it's theirs or someone else's. And because empaths want to heal other people's suffering, they tend to absorb or carry other people's energy or emotions as their own in an effort to alleviate that person from suffering. So we could find that probably anywhere on the World Wide Web. You could open up any book and probably find some sort of variation of that definition. And then they will tell you, you know, the types of characteristics that an empath might possess. Now, as with anything else on the planet, a group of people that share a certain characteristic or a certain archetype or a certain culture, they may share certain things from a high level. But when you look at each individual person, of course, their experiences are going to be shaped by their generational history, their life experiences, their cultures, their belief systems, their life's purpose, their mission, their goals. And so when you start to look at people individually, you start to really get a more, I guess, authentic version of what an empath really is. And it makes me emotional because when you think of all of the people that are out there right now who are unaware that they are an empath, like possessing this psychic ability to be able to connect to other people's emotions for the sake of either healing or for their own spiritual growth, there becomes this problem. There are a lot of people that are suffering mentally and emotionally, and there's a disconnect between physical health and mental health and spiritual health. So when people say mind, body, soul, are they truly meaning that? Is that something that they're actually like authentically wanting to achieve? They want to achieve a balance between their mind, their body, and their soul. Because to me, they're not separate. To me, they're the same thing. Like, me as Amber is an individual person who has a physical body, who has a mental mind with emotion and a soul. And all of those things have to operate in tandem to be a healthy and balanced and grounded individual. And when one thing is off, they all are off. And so when we can use the language to help us identify things that we might be struggling with or things we might be experiencing or things we might be excelling at, then collectively it helps us support each other. It also expands our awareness because as humans, all we try to do is ever use our brain to seek to understand. We want the power of knowledge. We want the power of information. But without pulling that veil back to see the truthful, authentic person behind that, we're never going to succeed. When you understand who your spouse is, or who your children are, or who your parents are, your siblings, your coworker, your neighbor, when you want to invest in pulling that veil back to see what's behind it, then you truly seek to understand on a superior, I guess, superior way. Like, you want to know somebody in their raw form and without judgment. You want to come at it with empathy. And so when people come to healthcare workers and say that they're suffering and they're hurting, but the healthcare workers have their own personal bias, or they think it's a joke and they walk out of the room and talk to other staff members about how funny it is that this person is struggling, or that they must be out of their mind, or whatever, it doesn't help you achieve your goal. It doesn't help you have the compassion. It doesn't help you learn. It doesn't help you grow. And I'm just using that as an example because we know that it happens everywhere. And for some people, it's a way to release, and it's a way to cope, and it's a way to manage. But in order to activate the law of attraction, which is what you put out there is what you receive, then when you choose to behave in a certain way that is not compassionate and lacking empathy, what you are doing is going to come back to you, whether it's to you directly or to a loved one that's going to need help down the road, that you're going to come up against a type of person that's doing this or lacking empathy towards your family. But what is it that separates this? It's the unwillingness to pull that veil back to allow people to see our true self. Because we fear that if we do, then all of those raw spots are going to be exposed and used against us, and they're going to harm us. So our own wounds, our own lessons, our own weaknesses are going to be used against us. But what we aren't considering is that when we come forward with our strengths as well, you might feel confident about those, but those will also be used against you in the wrong company. So it goes to mindset here. If you view being vulnerable and authentic and showing your true self with your weaknesses, then you can't be doing it when you're only showing your strengths. And if people are willing to attack your weaknesses, then they are also willing to attack your strengths, I promise you. So it is a false sense of security when we only want to show people our strength, because it doesn't matter, because people are coming towards you based on their own bias, their own belief system, their own willingness to listen to gossip, their own willingness to allow you to be the villain in their story. So when we think of all of the people that are struggling in the world, and even more so now, I think since we've gone through, like our generation has gone through walking through this pandemic together, there are people financially hurting. There are people physically hurting. There are people who have mental struggle, emotional struggle. People have lost family members, either just through differences of opinion, such as, you know, not agreeing on certain things and that breaking them down, or just through death. So there is a lot going on right now, just collectively in terms of the world itself and the shift of what's going on and what when we get to that space and that's what's happening, it means that it the universe is calling in a bigger ascension. It's calling in something to be done about this. When we have rallies going on, when we have protests going on, when we have broken healthcare systems and broken governments and broken everything, it's calling in that next group of individuals who's coming at it from a heightened perspective of healing, compassion, love, empathy, and growth to start to not fix a broken system, not put a Band-Aid over something, but to come in with new perspectives, to come in from the perspective of the only purpose that we have here on planet Earth is to serve other humans. That's it. So if there is anything that's being guided because of finances or power or ego, then it's going to fail. It's going to be broken. It's never going to work. And it's going to continue to cause extreme amount of damage and harm. And we will continue to go through these collective things such as a pandemic or natural disasters or whatever until we get it right. Until we get it right. And how do we do that? We show up and we show our face and we show our mind and we show our soul. And we have difficult conversations. And we allow space for other people's opinions and perspectives without trying to overpower them to make them believe what we believe. We allow people to cultivate communities that are serving those groups of individuals and people to the fullest extent of their need. We don't have a one-size-fits-all approach to everything. That's impossible. In this day and age, we want things instantly. We want things to come to us with ease. We believe that we are entitled to all of the things at all of the times. And when you get to that space, you recognize that the things that are flowing to you are coming to you either difficultly or slowly, or the stuff that you're attracting is not very good for you. Like, for instance, you might want to date someone and you go on a dating app and you might have 15 instant connections. I don't really know how this works. I've never been on a dating app, but you might have 15 people reach out to you and say, I'm interested. That's great. But those 15 people are not your right match. They are not good. So just because there is quantity does not make that right. So we go back to authenticity. Does your profile match who you are? And is it going to attract the right person? And do you want to wait it out to see? Everybody's so worried about how quickly things have to happen. And that's because there is this innate little thing in our mind that says we're running out of time. If I don't have it, other people are going to judge me. And that might be true. You might have to go home for holiday dinner and face your parents who are unhappy that you have not had a successful relationship and marriage yet. So those things aren't going to change just because you've become enlightened, just because you are showing your authenticity. But what happens is when you do, everything around you starts to shift. So when we make that space for ourselves to say, I no longer care about somebody else's version that they think they have about me. I'm not living up to it. I'm not playing into it. And I am not part of the game. We become empowered. And guess what? The best part is we lose people. I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. Why is that the best part? Well, because society says we have to attract all these people and keep all these people in our group. And it goes back to high school when you have those little cliques everywhere. No, when you are okay with yourself and you know that you are doing what it is you want to do and you are the human that you know you can live with on your deathbed, the amount of people, the amount of dollars in your bank, the amount of TVs in your house, the amount of cars in your driveway, the amount of Christmas cards you get at Christmas, none of those things matter anymore. And really, if you think about it, they didn't before. So it starts with us, because when we start to go inward and really understand ourselves, that means bringing back the veil and going deep and looking at the raw self of all of it, the body, the mind, and the soul. And when we do that, we unearth the things that we need to improve upon. Our weaknesses are not threatening. Our weaknesses are superior knowledge into the depths of our human experience. They allow us to see ourselves in the way that we have been hiding so that we can learn from it, heal it, grow, and eliminate it altogether. And when we see our strengths, we can see what we truly love and what our passion fuels us to do. Our strengths are giving us the insight to know what it is that we are here to do so we can do it empowered and with pride. None of these things are going to take us down a journey that's going to, you know, we're going to wake up tomorrow and because we did this work on ourselves, the world is going to be a better place. Because that's impossible. Because everybody has free will. And what that means is humans can choose to do whatever they want to do, even if it breaks the law, even if it's immoral. They, you know, there's things in place for that. But they're still going to be humans. And they're still going to do what they want to do. But when you start with yourself and you understand who you are, then you're able to cultivate better relationships in your life. And when you cultivate a better relationship with someone, they want to be better and they want to do better with other relationships. When you are a parent, you're able to create better humans, better relationships with those little humans that are going to go out into the world and have their relationships with people. And so when you go inward, your life doesn't change because you've done so, but it's a ripple effect. And if for anything else, when we go back to the beginning of the story of the pain and the suffering, the mental health, the physical health, and the spiritual health, when you go inside and you're willing to see yourself for who you are and love yourself anyway, there's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't achieve. You will heal yourself. You will rise. And you will be able to see who is standing beside you when the smoke clears. So in order to get to that space, to truly, truly, truly affect your own change, is you got to be willing to look.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.